This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Give you a little extra on 305 day, since it is 305 today, March 5th, 305 day, a little extra special day in South Florida in the 305. I'll start this hour with Cat Talk. That's sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia, online at HollywoodKia.com. Panthers, they are off until tomorrow night. Right now, as it stands, if you're not paying attention, they've got 20 games left in the regular season. Panthers have 79 points, so they're tied with Toronto for the lead in the Atlantic. The points leader in the Eastern Conference in total is Washington. They've got 86 points, and you got the Panthers and the Maple Leafs with 79 points. Cats have won four in a row. Someone mentioned, I think it was Dan maybe in the headlines, that the Hurricanes baseball team plays tonight. They played last night. They beat FIU at Lone Depot Park, but they do play again tonight, because that was the story I was going to bring up here. You know, they do the Mark Light shakes for the visiting team, and it's always something cutesy to celebrate the visiting team. So it's Villanova in town. And Villanova, of course, is in Philadelphia. So the Mark Light shake that is available for the Villanova series is a Philly cheesesteak milkshake, vanilla ice cream, vanilla syrup, and it's topped with a mini cheesesteak sandwich.
That's nasty, Mark.
I was hoping for a tasty cake honey bun shake.
Probably would be a better milkshake flavor.
Who wants to drink meat?
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds ridiculous.
You sent it. You sent the screenshot. That's the first. No one wants to drink meat. That's nasty.
A picture of it there of Dan and Jimmy haven't seen it. That's Cheese Whiz. That's actual steak meat in the vanilla shake. That's Cheese Whiz on the top.
Listen, the Mark Light shakes, they know what they're doing. The Joe Zagacki, I love. We had it when we were out there. I think we interviewed Charlie Strong a couple years ago, and we had the milkshake. Like Mark Light, they know what they're doing, milkshakes. Don't put meat in a drink. No one ever said, I want to drink meat.
You know,
that's my opinion.
This shake,
I'm sticking
better
with it.
Meat.
Meat. hey, Shamrock Shake, let's throw some shrimp in it. It's just not going to work. Don't. No one wants to drink meat.
Well, it's available at Mark Light. Now you can get the Joe Z, like you said. Yeah, I mean, there's a million different varieties of the Mark Light shake. But if you want to, you know, get something in the vein of Villanova and Philadelphia, they do have a Philly cheesesteak milkshake that you can enjoy starting tonight.
Vanilla beef. I don't want to, you know, disrupt sales, but this is a no.
Well, maybe the kids want some dessert and you want some dinner, and you're like, hey, kids, drink the bottom with a straw and I'll scoop off the top.
Or,
I want the meat with the whipped cream on it. That's what I want.
Oftentimes, though,
get the hell out of here.
Oftentimes, though, the kids, they want dessert, and you tell them, no, you need to eat something first. Well, here's a way to knock off both problems with one menu item.
No one wants to drink meat. I'm sticking to it.
Strong
no one wants to drink meat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Second that.
If you're a politician, that's your platform. No one wants to drink meat.
Right.
No one wants to drink meat.
If I run for president one day, this is going to be where I stand.
That's a winning platform. It is. No one wants to drink meat.
Channing Crowder, unifying America. No one wants to eat meat. Got me there. I'm sorry.
Let's get headlines here. Mike Cugno is going to join us this hour. Remind me to ask Cugno if he would ever try that shake.
Just the, saying that out loud.
I was texting with Cugno last night. What was it about? Because I was watching the State of the Union last night, drinking a Yoo-hoo. And I held it up to the camera, and I had gone out to dinner with Whittingham last night. We went to Twin Peaks, and I had my salmon and broccoli, which is very good at Twin Peaks. I've gotten that there. When we did the broadcast there every week, that was my lunch.
Yeah,
Ronde would get the hottie, the flatbread with the jalapenos and all that stuff. And I would get the salmon with broccoli. So I want to be healthy. I got home, watched the State of the Union. I was craving something sweet. Remember we did that, you were out of town, but we did that grilling event at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest. And a listener showed up and brought me a case of Yoo-hoo. Listen to the show. I love you. You're never down in Pinecrest. It was a case of Yoo-hoo boxes. And I usually drink them out of the bottle. I put some in the fridge. And I really haven't touched them because what am I going to have a Yoo-hoo box?
I push it back on you. Yeah, when would any grown man want a Yoo-hoo?
Right. But I figured, I'll keep them in the fridge and you never know. I'm watching the State of the Union. I have a little bit of a sweet tooth. I want to make America unhealthy again. I want to stick it to RFK while I'm watching the State of the Union. I'm like, how can I really stick it to this guy? Oh, drink a Yoo-hoo. So I take a picture, me holding the Yoo-hoo and watching the State of the Union, and I text it to Cugno. And I always text him stuff like that because I know it drives him crazy. And he texts me back. He said, you and I, kindred spirits, were doing the same thing. And he held up a bag of dried mangoes while watching the State of the Union. And I said, no, we're not kindred spirits. You're having dried mangoes.
Yeah, no.
I'm having a delicious Yoo-hoo.
No.
Cooney's just going to live until he's 140. Who wants to live that long?
I was going to say,
Enjoy your life, man.
That sounds fun.
He said, why don't you drink water with a little lemon? And I said, I drink Coke Zero. And he said, how about Zero Coke?
If you offer me dried mangoes or a Yoo-hoo, I swear to goodness I'm going Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo's not that unhealthy because it's really not dairy. It's water. That's why you could keep Yoo-hoo at the bottom of the
chocolate water.
It's chocolate water. And so it's mostly water. It's got a tinge of chocolate. In the little boxes, I mean, if that thing is 30 calories... And very little sugar. And you probably expend more energy trying to get that little straw into the box. That gets tougher as you get older. So I spent, that was a good 6-7 minutes trying to get the straw in the box.
They need to fortify those low straws. Why the straws always been fortified at low straw? My kids eat those Capri Suns. It takes 45 minutes to get into a Capri Sun.
Anyway, I want to ask Cuno if I'll have a meat shake.
No one wants to drink meat.
Let's get headlines here with Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Tall task for the Heat tonight. They take on the Cleveland Cavaliers at 7, who have won 10 in a row. And the Heat are going to be shorthanded without Khalil Ware, Andrew Wiggins, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Nikola Jovic. And you don't even know if Tyler Hero is going to play because he's got the sniffles, apparently.
Well, I mean, a head cold. I don't call it the sniffles. We could have a sore throat, a fever.
The Robitussin. You tell me the Heat, the whole organization doesn't have Robitussin.
Somebody said the game tonight. Is the game tonight on ESPN? Is it a national television game?
I'm guessing that's why it was boosted to 7 o'clock instead of 7:30.
Because that would be 6 o'clock in Cleveland, right? Mm-hmm. Or are they on Eastern time? Is Cleveland Eastern time?
Cleveland's probably Eastern time.
Oh. Game is on ESPN.
Oh. All right, national TV tonight. You can hear it here, though, on this radio station. Yeah. Don't forget, speaking of times, turn the clocks this weekend.
Oh, I hate that.
Is it fall
back or spring forward?
Spring forward.
We lose an hour?
You lose an hour, but now you can go outside and go for a walk on the beach at 8 p.m. and the sun's bright and shiny. It's beautiful. I love this time of year. I can't wait.
I hate it.
Me too.
I hate it. Leave it normal. What is Arizona never changes? I need to move to Arizona.
I just look at my phone. That's my timekeeper.
Don't you want to be outside and it's light out late? I mean, that's such a pleasure.
I'm neutral on this
one. To do what?
There's a lot of things you got to do out.
Be outside.
Y'all want to drink meat. Y'all want to drink meat in the light. Listen, I'm not worried about it. I hate time change. We talked about this a number of times. You meat drinkers.
Drink meat in the light of the day for all to see. ESPN.
Somebody, by the way, we were talking about, you know, Crowder and him not aging well, breaking his feet, and Gelb said, well, when you're 70, and I'm like, this dude's not going to be 70. Somebody had texted in, at 70, Crowder is going to be Crowder Powder.
it's the funniest thing. My kids do that. They'll like do the, hey, daddy, when I'm 50, you'll be dead. Huh? I'm like, what are you talking about? It's curtains for me.
Somebody texted it. I'm picturing Crowder with ankles like James Caan in Misery.
That lady seemed nice.
Yeah. Who hobbled you? Who hobbled you, Crowder? You hobbled yourself.
My daughter. Oh. Like my doctor said, Dr. Volrick, she said, testosterone is the worst thing God ever created.
Does make you, there's no chance. This is why Ryan and I gamble on Wordle and Dordle. I mean, I always tell people the story. Remember I told you the other day that when I went to dinner with DJ and some of his friends when we were up in Tampa, and I was teaching one of the kids about gambling, playing Cash Pop, the Hard Rock app or whatever. I told him the story of you and Joey Porter betting on the birds flying off the Hard Rock fountain.
Yes.
He thought that, but that's testosterone, because any guy challenges another guy to anything, or there is a challenge like the toe tap. Guys just want to do it because we love the thought. If people go like they go, oh, you gamble every night. Well, and I don't gamble every night, but I don't ever gamble that much money. It doesn't change my life either way. I love winning and I hate losing. Yes. I love the feeling of winning a challenge.
when I wake up, we gamble, and I wake up, I won't even watch the game we gambled on, like last night. I didn't know what game that I put in over 13. But I woke up this morning, I woke up the baby, and I'm wheelchairing down the hallway, and I looked at the Hard Rock app, and I'm like, I hit him last night. It's the,
right.
That feels, feeling is
feels
special.
So good.
It's what my doctor said. She said, you were doing a toe touch at 41 for what? And I said, because my niece and my daughter challenged me. And she said, testosterone is the worst thing God ever created. And I said, I agree with you. Now I have to go to 700 doctors to get an MRI, don't I? She said, yep, you do. I said,
somebody said on the text machine that the Heat are also on FanDuel Sports Network Sun tonight. So maybe the game is on ESPN and FanDuel. And if that's the case, I encourage you to watch it on the local broadcast.
Hawk, you brought up University of Tampa. They're going to be in town. Did you know about that? For a basketball game tomorrow night. And it's not just any basketball game against Nova Southeastern. Nova Southeastern has won 79 straight home games. Another home win ties them for the Division II record for most home wins in a row.
Really? So when is this?
That's tomorrow night.
Huh.
The shot.
Go
the
root
sharks.
For UT.
I just figured, you know.
Oh, you got to root for Nova Southeastern. They're the Sharks.
But my son goes to UT.
Your son, your money, okay. A lot of things go there.
Yeah, my money's heavily invested in UT. I ain't rooting for Nova.
Talk about putting money on something.
Well, let's go Tampa.
I forgot about that, Dan. What's, thank you.
Go Sharks.
What's their mascot, Hawk?
UT is the Spartans.
Let's go Spartans.
Yeah.
You going to end that streak?
Big dummy chose a private school after I paid for Florida prepaid.
Yeah. Mm. Someone got that tuition
so got
money.
That five. Should have got that 529.
It doesn't. When the mat, everything was paid for. I didn't need it. I did prepaid.
On to weather from the Mesmond Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is overcast with a high percentage chance of rain throughout the day in South Florida. So please be careful if you're making your way around the streets in South Florida. That's your weather.
There you go. Mike Cugno, the potential meat drinker, is going to join us in the next segment. Crowder, why don't you tell us about the delicious meat drinks they have at Delaware Chicken Farm?
We ain't delivering no meat in a drink, but they do have the lamb, the beef, the veal, the pork, the poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison, the stone crab, the oysters, the scallops. I could go on for days. Y'all go to DelawareChicken.com, see the entire menu, and Crowder Powder is there. I'm telling y'all, Jose, the owner, he's amazing. The staff's been there as long as I've been, 21 years I've been going there. They are the same staff members there. They have been serving South Florida since 1951. They compete. The prices, I know personally, they beat the big grocers. You got the yacht stuff. You go to Delaware, and whatever you are eating, you have to get it from Delaware. DelawareChicken.com. You see the menu. When you figure it out, call them in advance. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. It'll be packaged and ready when you get there. They'll bring it out to the car. Curbside delivery is available because all they want to do is get delicious food back to your tailgate, your watch party, family dinner, romantic dinner, your fishing trip, your eating by yourself. Yeah, who doesn't want delicious food? Get it from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and I'm telling you, it's going to be delicious. If you don't feel like cooking, they got burgers, sandwiches. They have fried chicken, which is off the chain, roasted chicken, which is oven fried chicken. The smoked fish dip is smoked tuna, and it's crazy good. Buffalo chicken dip. If you're having a party, I'm telling you, go to Delaware. But if you're just eating, if anybody's eating, go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, get your Crowder powder. They have all three blends, and tell them Crowder sent you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Search Katy Perry. You'll figure out why Jimmy wants to do the dishes.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Mike Cugno from CBS4 is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You can watch Cugno on CBS4 nationally at times on CBS Sports HQ. Mike Cugno is with us. Hello, Cugno.
What's up, Hawk? How you doing?
Well, I'm good. We're good. We're waiting for Crowder to come back on his video monitor here. He hasn't shown up for the segment yet. All right, here's Crowder walking in right now, late for the segment as usual.
Walking,
you know, he's on his own. He's on his own. He's on his own schedule. Cugno,
is he walking yet?
No,
he's no.
Rolling.
No, I wheelchair it in. I wheelchair it in, Cugno.
LeVar Ball's got better movement right now than Crowder.
I almost want him to cut these feet off, Mike. I don't want these feet anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame, bro. You had the lift off of like a dying pterodactyl. Like, it was not good. You could not fly at all. And then you landed. It was like the tree branch snapped underneath you. And you felt it. And you know, I talked to Hawk on the phone the other day, and I said, it's my responsibility to now put that on TV. So yeah. I'm mapping out a whole segment just dedicated to your lack of airtime.
Mike, you can do it, because I want the older gentlemen out there to know that there is a threshold on athleticism. You haven't hit yours yet because you've got the tight shirts on. Mike, sooner or later than wheat thins aren't going to work anymore, bro. It's going to be downhill. I'm going downhill right now.
No, but yeah, see, the problem is I know that I'm not meant to sprint or jump anymore, so I'll never be in that situation. You got to know your limitations.
Yeah, he's learning very quickly.
I'm learning.
You should do something on CBS4 with R. Kelly. I believe I can fly, but you just create some new lyrics.
I don't think R. Kelly's going to make the air. I don't know.
Yeah, probably not. Well, do a different version. Find a different.
Let's find another video.
We had this conversation yesterday, Cuño, me and Crowder, and we're not well versed enough in it to really know. But there's players, you know, they had the franchise tag deadline yesterday, and the Dolphins aren't tagging anybody. Javon Holland, I guess, would have been the only one that maybe they would have. But the Dolphins have players they'd like to re-sign, like Javon Holland, I imagine. They just don't have the money. So where was, in hindsight, the money misspent? Because if the money is earmarked somewhere, yet they still have needs, where was it misspent?
I don't know if it's misspent. It's just like, hey, as a fan, would you have wanted a couple years ago Jalen Ramsey? Yes. Would you have wanted Tyreek Hill? Yes. Would you have wanted Bradley Chubb? Yes. All these guys cost money, right? And then on top of the fact that there was some guys that you drafted, like a Tua, that they believe in, and they had to pay him too. I don't know if it's misspent, but the tough part is when you see a guy you draft, you know, have to walk because there's no money. But listen, they went out and spent money on certified stars, like all pro guys. So is it misspent or, I don't know, over-aggressive? Maybe. But at the time, all those signings were celebrated.
Well, Mike, the two situations that, and like I said, Hawk and myself spoke about it, you can't pay two receivers $30 million a year. And then the Bradley Chubb thing went downhill fast. I don't know if, you know, you bring a guy in, they re-sign him. He's making, I think he's the second highest paid player behind Tua next year. And he hasn't, you know, with injury, whatever, I think he's making $25, $27 million next year. Those two situations, even without the injury, I think re-signing Jalen early and giving Tyreek the restructure, I think that's where $60 million is going into two receivers. I think that might be the misstep.
Yeah, it's the thing is, it's hard because of how much production, you know, Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek were giving you, right? So it's not like they didn't deserve it. Tyreek Hill was just coming off being named the number one player in the entire NFL. You know, back-to-back seasons of 1,700 yards at the time when you gave him that contract. So it's not like it wasn't deserved. So it's, in hindsight, it's easy to say, yeah, you can't give two receivers 30 mil. But like, what were you supposed to do? It's either that or, you know, have a disgruntled Tyreek Hill, or you know, would there have been a problem going into the season? Would he have been so upset he wouldn't have played? We don't know the answer to that question. So it's easy to say in hindsight, yeah, you shouldn't have spent that money. But it's not like it was money that wasn't deserved. It just thinks you couldn't pay everybody.
Cuño, did you go out to the Miami FIU baseball game last night or no?
I did not. I was working at the station here.
They have it Mark Light tonight. You know, they do the Mark Light shakes and they make them. They have one version for the opposing team and they play Villanova. And they're from Philadelphia. And so the Mark Light shakes tonight, or for the Villanova series, are cheesesteak milkshakes.
Yeah.
It's got actual meat in it and cheese whiz, vanilla shake.
Yeah.
Is that something you would consider?
So it's funny you mentioned that because I just saw I got tagged in on Instagram and you guys called me and I was just about to share it. Like, I think I'm out on this one, boys. Like, I can't get down with the steak and milk combo and cheese. I applaud him for old Mitch Freeman out there. He's the man. He's a legend for going after, you know, the craziness with the shakes. But strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, just keep it to the classics. I know coffee is one of their classics. So the big four, please, for the love of God. Otherwise, you're gonna have a hard landing just like our boy Crowder here. You know, keep putting those shakes down. The bones start to get brittle.
Mike, can you think of a good way to drink meat? Because that was my take. There's no way to drink meat.
No, there's no, reason to. I mean, if you have a broken jaw and have to drink through a straw, but even then, I think I would just do the fruit smoothie route. I don't think I could do. No, there's not. You can't mince the meat enough for me to drink it.
I was telling Crowder earlier last night. I was drinking a Yoo-Hoo, and you were eating dried mangoes. And Crowder said he would actually side with the Yoo-Hoo in that choice battle.
Oh, come on! Really? Aren't you a vegetarian now? Like
vegetarian? Did you watch the video of him?
I once veganed and vegetarianed, but the dried mangoes, I do the tahine with the vinegar and the lemon juice and all that. Like I'll take that route more than the dried mangoes.
Well, you know, I'm at work, so I don't have like the chili pepper like powder at my desk that I could just sprinkle on. Otherwise, when I dry some mangoes at home and do it in the air fryer, do all that. It's like candy. It's great. Also, Hawk, like as a grown man, this is just me, but dairy doesn't sit well. It hurts my tummy. And so I can't do
lucky.
Chocolate milk.
You're lucky. There is no dairy in Yoo-Hoo. It is water. It is chocolate water.
So it's chocolate water. Okay. No. We can't.
But you just said you had a problem with dairy. I wouldn't sit there and drink dairy that late at night.
I know, but now that I know it's chocolate water, I need to know that it's chocolate milk. Like, I can't get my mind wrapped around just chocolate and water. Because I think of like pouring a glass of water and then taking Hershey syrup and putting it in, spinning it around. They use a special water, I think.
I think there's a Yoo-Hoo Springs or something. It's from that same
creek that Crowder jumped into years ago. That's what the Yoo-Hoo water looked like.
I'll tell you what, that was chocolate water when the time he got out of that hunker, man.
It was murky.
Like, I thought I was the only guy that got lactose intolerant at 25. I used to be able to drink milk all day, and then I can't drink milk anymore. It's ridiculous.
I know. It's crazy. I was a really skinny kid when I was younger, so I used to drink, like, a tall glass of milk and have a PBJ at night because I heard Miami Hurricane players used to do that to put on weight. I don't think that's true now. I think they went other routes, but I believed it. And so I used to eat that all the time, and now I can't do it.
Man, you guys would be great at the deli with me and my mid-50 friends talking. But the problem is you're in your 40s and Cuno's in his 30s. Like, I mean, what happened to you, too?
Dude, you know what? You know how old I am? I'm looking up properties in North Carolina that is just out in the middle of nowhere. Like, where people
You're
can't
looking at
find.
Retirement I'm, properties
I'm,
already?
I'm already there, dude. I'm already there.
What happened to Cuno? Nice to have that HQ money, though. You can start looking at retirement properties in the 30s. I mean, you do, him and Samson, all those HQ guys, Brady Quinn. I mean, they're rolling in it. They're printing money. Cuno, we had Will Manzo on with us yesterday. He said, without equivocation, that Bam Adebayo will have his jersey in the rafters at the Kaseya Center someday. This was coming off his record double-double performance the night before. And he told us that Bam Adebayo is pacing to be a basketball Hall of Famer. Would you agree?
We actually had this exact style of a question on one of our shows today. And I said if it ended today, no. Top 10, top 15 player in Heat history, sure. The thing that I like about Bam, he's starting to pick up some of the records, obviously the double-double. He also has some signature moments in the playoffs and years where they went to the finals, like the block against Jason Tatum. To me, if you make it onto a T-shirt, you know you're one step closer to having your jersey in the rafters. But he has to stay on this pace for me. Like he would be like a UD Heat lifer type of equivalent. I don't know about Hall. I'm not ready to call him a Hall of Famer yet. I wouldn't put him there because a lot of people had questions about, like, is Chris Bosh a Hall of Famer? But if you look at Chris Bosh's, like, all-star numbers, like, he was an all-star for, like, 11 seasons or something crazy. Like, that's Hall of Fame. I think Will
was also pointing out that it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, so you could look at what Bam did at Kentucky, and I don't know what he did at Kentucky.
No, and listen,
Kentucky, I think... And, and Will brought up the Olympics.
Two-time Olympic medals.
No, I'll give Will credit for that. He's ripe. I just want a few more deep runs in the playoffs to kind of solidify himself. Because here's the other thing. It's not like he was like the main focal point on some of these teams. There's obviously Jimmy Butler and heck, even Tyler Hero in the bubble, you could argue was the Heat's second biggest star because of how he burst on the scene that rookie year.
And to this point, and another thing we talked to Will about, Mike, is Bam a number two on a championship team? Like you brought up the bubble stuff with Jimmy and then Tyler and Bam. And then Bam and Tyler and Jimmy and whatever it was, like those runs. If you structure this right, we trust Pat Riley. Bam is the number two best player on a championship team. Is that? I don't care who it is. Is that something you could say one day?
Is that possible? Yeah. And you know what? It's funny because it's what I've seen this year too. He's obviously a cornerstone piece for the franchise, no doubt about it. The problem was he was asked to do so much for so long that I don't think a lot of people appreciated what he brought to the game and to the Heat organization. But look at just like the small things of throwing another 7-footer out there with like Khalil Ware. Like the fact that it frees him up to do other things. I mean, this is only just a small sample size with this season. But if the Heat are able to find someone that can help him defensively, then I think you see, like we saw the other night, this 30-point game was against the Knicks that ended up going wasted. Like, taking Ware out of the game, had Spo probably stuck with him, maybe they win. I think you're starting to see with the right, like other role players around him, you can unlock things in his game that he wasn't able to do before because he was so busy doing other things.
Where does Bam rank, though, in the pantheon of Heat big men?
Man, he's going to be around 3 or 4, right? Cause like I'm thinking Zoe, Shaq, Cycli. I mean, he's probably past him, right?
I had mentioned Cycli yesterday. I think Crowder laughed me off the show, but I said Zoe, Shaq, Cycli, and Bam. That's probably your top four for sure. And Cycli probably behind Bam.
Yeah, I think so. And that's why I think, like, if he's third on the big man list, where is he in the top 10? Because you're also talking about Wade, LeBron, I'd even throw Jimmy Butler in there, Tim Hardaway. There's obviously a list of guys, clearly Deion Waiters. You know what I mean? There's a whole...
Michael Beasley.
Yeah.
Norris Cole.
Hey, let me tell you something. Norris Cole only knew about finals runs when he was here. That's all he knew.
True, man. Completely true. Roni Turiaf. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Right, Ronnie Mike Party.
Mike Cuno from CBS4. And he told me, I was telling Crowder, you told me yesterday, no more Coke Zero. You said zero Coke. But Coke Zero, I believe, is kind of healthy if you really break it down.
Yeah, I gave it an AI Google yesterday, and it's like, it's on the list of like not the worst thing in the world for you, but I also downloaded an app today that I could scan things and tell you if it's bad or not. And I'm about to go nuclear on everything you send me. So I'm just going to send you all the bad stats.
But Coke Zero, food I just want to make sure I heard you right. Not the worst thing in the world. Which
yeah,
in my
not,
like
not,
I grade on a curve.
Not,
so for me, that's yeah. healthy. Not the worst thing in the world is
listen,
part of my healthy.
I'm not going to stop you. You are working on a great progression here. You know, a little bit at a time. You're sending me salads. You're sending me salmon and broccoli. Like I'm not going to slow down your trajectory.
Yeah.
You're going on the right. Yeah, you're on the right path. So I don't want to dissuade you from staying here. So keep it up. Keep having your Coke Zeros for now. You'll see the light.
Don't give him a phrase of not the worst thing in the world, because now he can use it. Crack isn't the worst thing in the world, Hawk.
Well, I would take issue with that.
Crack?
I think
cracking your big bone in your foot.
Crack was what he said. Like, what would be a good snack during the day? Could I snack on some sunflower seeds from Whole Foods, or is that not good?
Mm.
Oh, let me tell you. You can find the sunflower seeds in the trail mix bar.
But I'm not for the trail mix bar. I buy the stuff that's already pre-made in a bag. I'm not standing there like you with your dopey bag and shovel.
Some pumpkin seeds, if you will. You know?
I do like pumpkin seeds.
There you go.
What about raisins? Too much sugar? Too much natural sugar?
No, if it's just the no. Any fruit and vegetables, go for it.
All right. How about the seaweed snacks?
No, you lost me.
Oh, those are so good.
Seaweed snacks, how delicious, Mike. They have like 30 calories. They're crunchy. They're off the chain. Teriyaki.
It's like having a potato chip, but it's made of seaweed.
No. Like potpourri of the ocean. I'm good.
Oh, I don't think you've had them then. I'm telling you, they're so good. I'm gonna have some during the commercial break, and I'm gonna send you a video of me eating them.
Yeah.
Okay. I look forward to blogging you the next chance I get.
Share it with Jim Barry if you get a chance, and Elliot Rodriguez.
Okay. Sure. They don't talk to them. You know, they're big time anchors.
All right. Mike Cuneo from CBS4. See you, Mike.
See you guys.
There you go, Cuneo. I really am going to send a video eating the seaweed snack. Those are good snacks, the seaweed snacks.
I love them. You get the ones with the little turtle on them?
I don't know. I got to look.
Yeah, you got to see.
Usually, Lori gets them, I think, at Trader Joe's.
Okay. Those are the discount ones.
Probably. Everything at Trader Joe's is cheap. Snacks. Trader Joe's is cheap.
Yeah. Trader Joe's, we go there. I go there. Yeah, I get my items from there.
Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I mean, if you can't shove a giant croissant down your throat and post it on social media, what can you do nowadays?
Hawk and Crowder.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.